This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Beanie Babies, the fall of the Soviet Union and the invention of the Internet. The 1990s brought us from an analog past into a digital future, and now you can experience nostalgia at Denver's History Colorado Center. Exhibition developer and historian Jeremy Morton says this new exhibit also serves as a reminder that today's unprecedented times are perhaps not so unprecedented.
Can you explain what Internet is?
You lived through technological anxiety and political tensions and constant world-changing events already in the 90s, and you survived that and you came out stronger. So when people leave this exhibit, hopefully they have that sense of resilience and strength.
You can reminisce at the new 90s exhibit in Denver until October 2025. $77 million in federal money will help boost semiconductor production in Colorado Springs. Here's CPR Southern Colorado reporter Dan Boyce.
The Massachusetts-based manufacturer Entegris is set to receive the cash infusion, according to a Thursday press release from the U.S. Department of Commerce. The $77 million comes from the Federal Chips and Science Act. It'll go toward Entegris's $600 million manufacturing center under construction in Colorado Springs. The facility is set to open in 2025, producing specialized containers for the transportation of semiconductor chips. It's expected to create nearly 600 manufacturing jobs. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
A mild weekend in store for the Front Range with mostly sunny skies and temps in the low to mid-60s. In Vail, sunny with highs in the mid to upper 20s. This is CPR News.